Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The first half, what do you think the issues were that you couldn't really get any rhythm going with the offense?
We just played sloppy. Not going to win a football game turning the ball over three times in our red zone. Gave them one in their red zone. That's just bad, bad football. And we just did not play good tonight.
After that, you got a little more rhythm maybe in the second half. What changed for you? Was it just a matter of not making the same mistakes you guys were making in the first half?
Yeah, just trying to find a rhythm and get into a good rhythm. Obviously, Dalton Kincaid played fantastic tonight. We got to carry that over and got to find a way to win that one. But again, we shouldn't have even been in it with three turnovers. So that's again, that's just piss poor offense.
Josh, they seem to try to get Dalton out of the game in the second half. What were they doing to keep him out of the game?
Meaning what now?
He did better in the first half, but in the second half, they seemed to take him out of the game more.
I thought he played good throughout the entire game. Again, we'll watch the film and move on.
Josh, what happened on the first turnover, the end around to Dawson?
Yeah, just a bad snap exchange.
Josh, does this feel like a game where that you guys lost the game more than they won it? Not to take anything away from them, but do you feel like you guys really opened the door for them?
I mean, respect to them. They came in. They knew what they had to do. They took care of the football. We didn't. You know, it was a, if you look at it from the paper point of view, I mean, a pretty pivotal game in terms of what we could have done with this, and we didn't take advantage of our opportunity. Again, I thought our defense played well, and they bailed us out a couple times, but just not going to win many NFL games turning the ball over three times.
The running game seemed to struggle a little bit today also. It just didn't seem like you guys got your rhythm throughout the course of the game. Were they doing some things that took you guys out of sync?
I mean, yeah, they were making it hard to run. They were getting a push up front. Yeah, they had a good game plan, so we gotta adjust.
Dalton's first career 100-yard game. Just what was he doing well tonight?
He's beating man coverage. Saw a lot of it tonight. You know, he's doing a good job of being friendly and making some plays and. Yeah.
That said, it didn't seem like a lot of other guys were winning downfield for you tonight. Josh, can you kind of tell us just what you were seeing there?
Yeah, I mean, got to throw it, got to catch it. Again, turning the ball over in the red zone, I can't do that. That's just, again, that's a recipe for disaster.
Do you think you need more? I mean, he had a touchdown, but like Josh Palmer was really quiet again. It just seemed like it was a quiet night for a lot of guys outside of really Dalton.
Yeah, we'll watch the film and we'll be better.
Sir, you were asked this, but what did you see on the interception and the way that the play developed? And
yeah, playing man. You know, I saw Khalil, and I just left it a little inside, and the kid made a good play.
When at times it is as much of a struggle, I guess, to put up points, how hard is it not to force throws, specifically like that interception?
I don't think it's that hard. I really don't think that was a force. It was just a bad ball. I thought Khalil did a good job. He was coming friendly, and I just left it inside.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.